The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we incorporate the Yankees. I mean, if there was, you know, a DVD, a condensed version of what the 2025 Yankees have been about. I mean, obviously, Judge didn't play last night, of course, so that's I'm stretching the boundaries a bit because Judge has been phenomenal. Without him, they'd be awful. But, I mean, last night, you got it all. I mean, you forgot Austin Wells. How many outs are there? You had another error by Volpe. You had Volpe's home run. You had the closer serving things up. You had a balk. You had extra innings. You had a lot, right? Okay. So here's the thing. I'm not getting on the air defending Anthony Volpe's defense. It's indefensible. He's in his own head. You don't need to be a sports psychologist to acknowledge that. He is an absolute train wreck right now at shortstop. We all know that. But this notion that the Yanks are breaking Anthony Volpe or Anthony Volpe is busted entirely is fiction. If you are a mental mess and unable to do one part of your job, which clearly he cannot do right now, you're not hitting six home runs in your last 44 bats. You're not hitting a slider that's basically 5 inches off the dirt with one hand off a stud closer in Fairbanks if you are not equipped to fight through this. So all the Volpes, it's not even slander because it is a true reaction to how bad he's been in the field. But I got to tell you, I think it's been hijacked to a point that's now unfair and not really, more importantly for me, Sal, representative of where he is as a player. He stinks as a shortstop right now, but he's hitting well and he's hitting clutch moments. So the thought about sending him down, to me, it's nonsense. They're not breaking Anthony Volpe by having him play every day. That's not the case.
He's hitting .217.
I understand that. What's he hitting?
What's his OPS?
Okay, I don't care. The OPS, I like the OPS. I don't care. It is my thing.
700 OPS.
I don't care. Which, by the way, is only 47 points lower than Lindor.
Yeah.
I don't care
about OPS.
Well,
you don't want to compare the two.
I'm not. What I'm saying is, the OPS is my favorite offensive stat. Clearly, I reference that, of course.
Well, pick me a good one that Volpe has, and I'll beat you.
Here's the stat that I'm going to pick you. He's got six home runs in his last 44 at-bats, which is why I'm going to run him out
is
there more and more and more and more. He's going to finish with 23-24.
So he's not
a home run hitter.
So that's my point. So then why are we hanging on to this? Now, let me just say, before we get into this debate, because I do want to preface it, how could you not feel great for Volpe last night with that moment?
Phenomenal moment. Awesome moment. By the way, I was hoping that McMahon almost popped out. I wanted to give Volpe another chance to get the walk-off. That's how I was almost rooting for that.
He needed it. And the feel to me was at least, okay, well, he hits this big home run.
Yeah.
Maybe now that can carry over. But he's hit a bunch of home runs, to your point, recently, and it's not carrying over. He can't make a routine play. Like, you don't think he's broken? I do. I would never want that guy playing shortstop for my team if I'm trying to win.
But he's
a minor leaguer right now. That's my thought. So,
I got you. If you're broken, then you produce nothing. Because think about the word. If a clock is broken, it is inoperable. If this microphone is broken,
right. You
can't hear a syllable. So he's not broken. That's incorrect. He's a mess. He's defensively
lost,
whatever words you want to use. He is not a broken baseball player because the contributions are still there. Granted, it's not even one side of the ball because the other night he stole third base. He popped up on the errant throw. He scored. You know, it's not just the 452-foot home run that he banged off not the scoreboard, but that signage at right center the other night. It's not just the one-handed, you know, missile that he hit last night off for great, great. Fairbanks, his numbers are insane. He's very hard to hit. And it's not just that. He's doing other things. I'm not saying that he's playing good shortstop. Indefensible, substandard. It's the worst shortstop play. He's worse than Glaber was when Glaber was playing shortstop permitted for the Yankees right now. But he's not broken. That is not true. When you're broken, you're useless. And he's not a useless baseball player. He's a wreck of a defensive player. That's what's happening.
Sounds like I'm sitting here with Aaron Boone.
No. Is he not hitting the baseball sound?
When I say broken, me personally, I can't speak for everybody else. When I say broken, I mean he shouldn't be playing shortstop at the major league level right now. And that's why I would send him down to the minors to get him right because of the potential. You know me, I believed in Volpe even more so than you, thinking of the high-end side.
That's true. Going back.
Just because he hit six home runs in his last five, whatever it is, that does nothing for me. I'm sorry, it does.
But it's got to do something for you. No. I mean, how many home runs are hitting six home runs in 40 at-bats?
Doesn't matter. He's not a home run hitter.
I understand that.
It's not sustainable.
But he's going to have 20-something home runs.
I'd rather him catch the effing ball and throw it to first base like a real shortstop than hit the six home runs.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would be okay if you were hitting 217. Now, obviously, you don't want him to hit 217. I'd be okay if you were hitting 217, batting ninth with no home runs, but playing a major league shortstop. He's not. So what would be more important to me, catching it regularly, especially the routine plays, and throwing it regularly to first base. That, to me, is more valuable, more important than the home runs. Huge home run. No doubt about it. Nobody's taking that away. He's not supposed to be a home run hitter. I'll take the home runs, but the other things, to me, are more important. And just because something is broken doesn't mean it's not completely useful. It's broken. It needs to be fixed. He needs to be fixed.
Well, here's the thing, though. Listen, would I prefer the six home run, and I'll use the word barrage, that he's it's not a Judge barrage, but it's six home runs and 40-something at-bats is pretty good for anybody, let alone Volpe. I would almost prefer six doubles the gap the other way and a couple of
Me
more
too.
Steals. I know.
Right.
So I'm not hanging too much onto the home run prowess because I don't think he'll ever be a 30, you know, low 30s, mid-30s home run kind of guy. It's my hope that eventually he becomes a 35 steal, 270-ish hitter, which I don't know that he'll get there, you know, 20-plus home runs, and gold glove defense again. So we're not having two entirely different conversations.
Right.
All I'm pushing back on, listen, when you are, and I know that there's elements of being broken, but when you are broken, I just think it's been portrayed inaccurately by too many people, and I got to push back today. If you are broken, you are physically busted, and you are mentally shot. And if you are mentally shot and physically busted, you're not getting in the batter's box last night with 40,000 people booing you all night, which they were, and the boos have been trickling in, rightfully so, and hitting a home run to tie the game. That salvaged what would have been, I think, the most disgusting loss of the season.
Could he have just threw the ball to first base cleanly?
Like, he could have,
like,
but that's
night,
something
every
else.
Every night's the same thing. Literally every night.
I know.
We just talked about it yesterday. Okay, Boone doesn't want to give him a day off. You wanted to give him
rest. I did.
You wanted to give him rest. I said send him down. What happens? They play him. He makes another error.
I understand that.
Eazy-E. That's my new nickname for him, Eazy-E. All he does is make the easiest plays. He turns them into errors. That's clearly a mental thing. Like, I don't get it. You feel good that he hit the home run. You're right. It's a big home run. And with a player that I'm not saying that there's not potential still there. I'm not saying there's not something there that could be saved. I still believe in Anthony Volpe. So that home run is a part of that, right? Like, look at what could be. I need him to catch the ball and throw it. I don't know how you could run him out there again today and expect anything different. Like, the fact that you make an error every single game, you mentioned the six homers in 5 days?
Yep.
And how many errors does he have in that span?
I think they showed a stat, six home runs, five errors in the last 11 games. I mean, no. Listen, to play this sloppily at the most important defensive position on a baseball diamond, along with catcher and center, it's untenable. This cannot go on forever. I understand. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm just trying to add a little bit of context to not even a narrative, because it is true, to a storyline that has now been a little hijacked. It's like Anthony Volpe stinks. No. Anthony Volpe stinks at catching the baseball.
Well, that's different.
Right now, Anthony Volpe is starting to hit the hell out of the baseball.
Saying Volpe stinks is different than
saying... But that's what everybody's saying.
No. That's different than broken. I never once said...
I'm not saying you with that. I'm not saying you with that. But everybody's telling me Anthony Volpe stinks.
Well, that to me is different. If they're saying that, then you could add that argument and saying, well, I don't think he stinks. I think he's still got potential. I would argue that he's still got potential. Sending him, and that's why I was trying to reiterate this yesterday. Saying you want to send somebody down is not saying that it's over. There's a difference between what we were saying about LeMahieu or Hicks or Gallo versus what we were saying about Volpe or even throwing Torres. Like, in Torres, they need to move on because he just wasn't mentally ever going to be there. We knew what type of player he is. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I want to fix Volpe because there's a lot there that is worth salvaging. He's still a young player. It's year three. He's progressively gotten worse, and he continues to go out there and make routine errors. They need to fix him. That's my issue. I never said he stinks. I like Volpe. I still think he's got potential. I'm worried that they are ruining Anthony Volpe by continuing to throw him out there. The home run's a great sign.
Yep.
You hope he can work through it. Let's see what happens today. Hold our breath. Cross our fingers that he gets through today. Whoa, he made a routine play. Oh, okay, got a base hit. Like, we're nursing him along. This is the major league trying to win a World Series.
But you can't, you see, this is where I push back. You can't use the word ruin when he's doing what he did last night. Because that's just, it does, it's not, it's not happening.
Even the worst players hit home runs. Like, come on.
The what?
Even the worst players hit home runs.
Yeah, but I mean, not off a stud closer. Yeah. You know, when you're down a run, you and after a horrendous, you know, two-run home run that your closer just gave up, and when he banged one 452 the previous night. What do you mean,
Give him a participation
trophy. No, I'm not saying that.
Chris, well, you ever heard of Chris Jones before, baseball player? Chris Jones? Yeah.
I don't know if I know. Actually, I know Chris Jones from Brooklyn.
He was a pinch hitter extraordinaire. Used to wear number 5.
For the Mets?
Yeah. And he even hit a big home run in the ninth inning to tie a game.
Did he win a gold glove? No. Okay. Did he steal 25 bases? Okay, but, did he hit 23 home runs in a season? Did he hit a grand slam in a World Series?
My point is,
this is all I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. You're hanging on to a home run.
I'm hanging on to the fact that he's a hot hitter right now.
Dude, he's hitting 217.
Sal, but you're looking at the totality of the season.
Three seasons.
Okay, but hold
three
on. Then be consistent, because you're the guy who's telling me that Lewis Robert is on a hot streak, which is why he's more attractive, but 2 months ago you didn't like him. So which one is it?
Well, because
he's on a 6-week tear, he's suddenly more attractive to you now, but when he was hitting 204, I don't know if I like him. Which one is it?
Well, there's a big difference here.
His season stats aren't good.
No, dude, it's not about that. And by the way, I told you I'd rather have Brandon Lau, but it's not about that.
But you didn't tell me Brandon Lau 2 months ago. He told me 2 days ago.
Did Volpe make a clean play last night, or did he make another error?
He made a couple of clean plays.
Did he make another error?
Yeah, of course
last night?
He did.
So then stop talking about the home run and talk about the error.
I can't.
Why?
Because it's
you're focusing on, like, I don't know why. How do you think Robert is relevant to Anthony Volpe's conversation?
Because you're bringing up, it's incredibly relevant. What you're missing is you're choosing to ignore.
No, I'm not.
No, you are, though. You're bringing up, you keep going back to, he's hitting 217. I know what he's hitting. I understand that. But when you are in the middle of what I think
did I ever say
will
once,
be the early stages of a hot streak, I'm not sending him down to the minors. That's idiotic.
Did I ever once say Robert hit a home run, the Mets should go get him? That's what you're saying. Volpe hit a home run. Keep him up here. Roll with him. And by the way, you never said send him down.
I never said send him down. I've always stood by that.
You did say sit him yesterday.
I did say, and I would even sit him today and let him DH.
Okay, well,
I'm not saying there's no problem. Yeah. We have different methods of, the methodology of fixing him is where you and I disagree.
No.
I'm not sending him down.
I think the difference is you're reacting to his power surge as of late.
But also his base running. There's other things that he's been doing, Sal.
If that's good enough for you, that's fine. He hit some home runs. His base running is good. I mean, it's good enough for Boone. Good enough for the Yankees. It's not good enough for me.
Hey, I get it. I don't think you're alone. All I'm saying is
he can't make a routine play.
We make it seem like, if they don't send him down or if they don't banish him and get him out of public view, little tiny Anthony Volpe's going to melt like a piece of ice on the concrete in July. Got news for you. He's actually showing me something because he's trying to fight out of this. The easiest thing would be 1-for-14, 9 Ks, I can't hit, let me throw my helmet, let me wallow in misery, I suck, I'm done, didn't work out, I'm not a major leaguer. This young man is trying to plow through what's got to be, times a million, the most embarrassing sequence in his young baseball life. And when you get embarrassed, and when you start to unravel, there's two choices, dude. Whether you're a 7-year-old kid trying to learn math or a 25-year-old trying to be shortstop for the Yankees, you either crumble or you elevate. And to me, I'm seeing enough signs of Volpe elevating, and that's why I got his back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.